Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Pylon Radio. What a time it has been. Just when you think this year can't get any more crazy, it just keeps kicking it up another notch. Now, I don't know if this is true for you guys, but I've been absolutely glued to all of these live streams on YouTube and Facebook that are coming out of the US right now in seemingly every major city. And there's two aspects of this that are really interesting, or that I find really interesting. We'll start off with the technological side of it. And it comes from a bit of an unexpected place. I've never been much of a user of Snapchat. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and in terms of my time spent on social media, that is plenty. So I've tried to avoid delving into other platforms. But basically, Snapchat has this really cool function called the Snap Map, which basically just looks like Google Earth pretty much. And it has this heat map where basically it shows you levels of activity within a certain geographic area. So you'll hover your mouse over, say, Minneapolis or Los Angeles, and you can click on those heat map sections to have live, up-to-the-minute broadcasts coming out of those places. That combined with all of the YouTube, Facebook, Twitch streams that are going on of independent citizen journalists, Riot Unicorn being one of the really, really good ones I was watching, it really felt like I was watching the birth of a totally new form of journalism. And that kind of stuff particularly excites me. What you're seeing now is the fact that it's never been easier to be an independent journalist. There's nothing stopping you from reaching an audience of potentially millions, all without having that information be compromised by whatever organization is putting out that information. CNN. What these frontline journalists can do is present you information unfiltered and raw from the front lines. And that is so fucking cool, I can't get over it. The second thing I want to talk about is the motivation behind these protests. And I'm actually not going to talk about it. I'm going to defer to someone who has real experience with these issues. I don't. And that's the facts. I was talking with my friend about this the other day, about, you know, well, that's America, you know, how have your experiences with the cops in Canada been? And I stopped him and I said, I don't want my experience with the police in Canada to be the basis of my judgment of those police. As a straight white guy, my experiences with police officers are not what matters in this situation. So today for you, I'm going to play a video that Trevor Noah posted on May 29th. As someone who grew up black in South Africa, and then has been living over in the United States for a really long time now, he has a pretty nuanced take on the issue. I've had to edit it down for time a little bit, but the message is still there. Trevor Noah.
When you are a have and when you are a have not, you see the world in very different ways. And a lot of the time people say to the have nots, this is not the right way to handle things. When Colin Kaepernick kneels, they say, this is not the right way to protest. When Martin Luther King had children as part of his protest in Birmingham, Alabama, people said, having children as your protest is not the right way to do things. When he marched in Selma, people said, this is not the right way to do things. When people marched through the streets in South Africa during apartheid, they said, this is not the right way to do things. When people burn things, they say it's never the right way, because there is never a right way to protest. And I've said this before, there is no right way to protest, because that's what protest is. It cannot be right because you are protesting against a thing that is stopping you. And so I think what a lot of people don't realize is the same way you might have experienced even more anger and more just visceral disdain watching those people loot that target. Think to yourselves, or maybe it would help you if you think about that unease that you felt watching that target being looted. Try to imagine how it must feel for Black Americans when they watch themselves being looted every single day. Because that's fundamentally what's happening in America. Police in America are looting Black bodies. And I know someone might think that's an extreme phrase, but it's not, because here's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize. George Floyd died. That is part of the reason the story became so big, is because he died. But how many George Floyds are there that don't die? How many men are having knees put on their necks? How many Sandra Blands are out there being tossed around? It doesn't make the news because it's not grim enough. It doesn't even get us enough anymore. It's only the deaths, the gruesome deaths that stick out. But imagine to yourself, if you grew up in a community where every day someone had their knee on your neck, where every day somebody was out there oppressing you every single day, you tell me what that does to you as a society, as a community, as a group of people. And when you know that this is happening because of the color of your skin. And I know there's people who say, yeah, but like, well, how come black people don't care when black people kill? But man, that's one of the dumbest arguments ever. Of course they care. If you've ever been to a hood anywhere, not just in America, but anywhere in the world, you'd know how much black people care about that. If you know anything about under-policing and over-policing, though, you would understand how that comes to be. The police show black people how valuable their lives are considered by the society. And so then those people who live in those communities know how to or not deal with those lives. Because best believe, if you kill a white person, especially in America, there is a whole lot more justice than is coming your way than if you killed some black body in a black neighborhood somewhere. And so to anyone who watched that video, don't ask yourself if it's right or wrong to loot, or don't ask yourself, wow, what does looting help? No. Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself why it got to you that much more watching these people loot, because they were destroying the contract that you thought they had signed with your society. And now think to yourself, imagine if you were them watching that contract being ripped up every single day. Ask yourself how you'd feel.
If you are a have, take that into account. We're going to keep it going with some music now. Freelance Flint is an East Van classic. He's been going at it for north of a decade now. It's the first time I've played him on the show, but this track also features Broken Home Cody, who you've heard once before. Played him on back when he was doing the Granny Smith thing. This is Moments.
I guess a lot of emotions, constantly losing my focus, yeah. Got caught in some bullshit, now my girl, hard as the coldest. Trying to unthaw is frozen, the love dead like the roses. I still remember the moments, I still treasure those moments. I get so lost in my emotions, constantly losing my focus, yeah. Got caught in some bullshit, now my girl, hard as the coldest. Trying to unthaw is frozen, the love dead like the roses. I still remember the moments, I still treasure those moments. I don't blame you for leaving, besides all the cheating. I'm a hard nigga to love. I was raised in the deep end, they didn't teach me to swim. Inside my mind I was freaking, her heart turning to pieces. For no valuable reason, trying to stay afloat, don't drown, don't look down, whoa Jesus. No hope, everybody around here smoke dope for no reason. I need a 100-pack, but niggas mad cause they only buy cheapies. Big dog, I'm a chief, Pocahontas on my TV. I get so lost in my emotions, constantly losing my focus, yeah. Got caught in some bullshit, now my girl, hard as the coldest. Trying to unthaw is frozen, the love dead like the roses. I still remember the moments, I still treasure those moments. I get so lost in my emotions, constantly losing my focus, yeah. Got caught in some bullshit, now my girl, hard as the coldest. Trying to unthaw is frozen, the love dead like the roses. I still remember the moments, I still treasure those moments.
Whole life, they done sent me on a road trip. No wonder since the young and I've been homesick. Even when I got a place, I'm feeling homeless. That's a product of never feeling I'm wanted. Hot damn, if you got it, then I want it. I've been doing drugs since I got my first call list. Living with my grandma had me feeling like an orphan. Ain't feeling like a man, cause my daddy, I ain't know him. Oh, baby, first feeling of that potion. Gateway, getaway, a couple doors are open. Yeah, I do coke and I see my mama I smoke it. Got me feeling cold and you wonder why I'm broken. Blue eyes tearing up, salty feeling ocean. I used to blame God, had me feeling like was stolen. Ooh, yeah, I'm feeling like it's stolen. Please don't forget to close the door when you walk in.
I got so lost in my emotions, constantly losing my focus, yeah. Got caught in some bullshit, now my girl, hot as the coldest. Trying to unthaw is frozen, the love dead like the roses. I still remember the moments, I still treasure those moments.
That was Freelance Flint and Broken Home Cody. You could find them pretty much anywhere you find music, on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, wherever the fuck. Flint is really good at putting himself out there. Up next, I'm going to play a song that came up during one of my class discussions with my anthropological field school that I'm taking right now. Ever since this started going down, all of the assigned readings have gotten just totally left to the wayside as we discuss this unfolding situation, which frankly is a lot more interesting than a lot of the readings we've been getting. Anyway, my friend Belinda linked me to this song. It is called Blaxploitation by No Name.
Penny pride, penny petty, pissing off daddy to poop. Only the niggas that hoop. Trade them all up for cartoon dance, monkey dance. Cathedral gon' fit me good tonight. Eating Chick-fil-A in the shadows, that tastes like hypocrite. Mmm, yummy, tasty. Mmm, yummy, tasty. Waffle from my empathy, bitches just really lazy. Maybe I'm a hypocrite, maybe I'm hypochondriac. I'm struggling to simmer down, maybe I'm an insomni black. Bad sleep triggered by bad government. But I think peace and the rats are on the new age covenant. If you really think I'm cooking crack and pass me the oven, Miss Captain, watch a little bitch, you go crunch and wonder how everything happened.
My people started fighting a long time ago, and they are still fighting. Revolution was never meant to be easy.
This is not your fight, black man. What is this to you?
It's not a matter of color. Freedom is everybody's business.
Political, mythical in the picture. Your nigga just moved to Wicker. Your mammy stay on the south side. She paid to clean your house. Power pine saw, baby. She the scrub club lady. She that naked bitch in videos. A drunk club lady. Immortalize all 80s. I mean, she real, real nasty. Get the hot sauce on her purse and she be real, real blacky. Just like a Hillary Clinton. Who masqueraded the system? Who chicken bone, watermelon, traded hoodie for hipster, infatuated the minstrel. When we cool, they cool. We die, it's cool. We super fly indigenous. I hop to the moon. We brought the movie to America. It's still coming soon.
Do you hear me, man? Do you understand? I am black. I'm a nigga. Do you understand me? I was born black. I live black. And I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
That was Blaxploitation by No Name. You are listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Cooperative 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and today we're talking about what absolutely needs to be talked about, the unprecedented uprising that's going on in the United States right now. Earlier, I was talking about some of the live streams that I've been watching, and I don't want to focus on all of the, you know, incredibly violent riot ones that I've been seeing, because to focus on that would miss the greater point. There was one I was watching last Saturday, which centered around the physical location where George Floyd was murdered. It's been sort of transitioned into a bit of a shrine, a central location for the spirit of the movement that's going on. And it must have been about 3 a.m. over there, and it was a circle of activists, protesters, all taking turns to stand up and voice their story about the things that they've experienced, either during the protest or what led to their participation in the protest, directly from their own mouths. And it ties into what I was talking about earlier with the technological aspect of this, and why it's so important to have uncensored, unbiased media because a lot of things are going to be said about this that are untrue or that have been manipulated to reflect the interests of the corporations purveying that information. So much of the media is owned by corporate interests. And I'm sure we've all experienced this now with all the disinformation going around on Facebook, that it's really important that we are able to see what is going on directly on the ground and draw our own conclusions from it to determine what we think by raw evidence of what we see and what we hear. And a large part of this movement is not rooted in violence. It is rooted in community development and rooted in a strong tradition of Black intellectuals and Black stories. Which is why today on Pylon, we're going to be focused on Black and Indigenous visibility. So we're going to be playing a lot of songs coming at it from that perspective, along with some Fuck the Police punk songs near the end, which I'm sure I'm going to get some angry emails about, but hey, I haven't received an email yet for this for this radio show. So I'll be happy to receive anything at this point. Up next, we're going to play a song by a Canadian First Nations poet, author, and professor. Her name is Leanne Simpson, and this song is called The Oldest Tree in the World.
Hot Squats Noyap, Monica Kleinsna. Hello, my name is Monica. We're from Norgate Community School.
Hot Squall Tanoyap, Norman Kleinsna. Tina Chitla Homolchiston Skolautu.
Chapwa Tukwayaan, Ta, Vancouver Co-op Radio. CFRO 100.5 FM. Online at www.coopradio.org.
Earlier this week, Donald Trump announced that he would be officially designated Antifa as a terrorist organization. Now, I don't know about you, but banning anti-fascist demonstrations sounds like a pretty fascist thing to do. And this ties into a lot of the disinformation that we've been talking about on today's episode. I'm just reading now that Anonymous, the hacking group Anonymous, took down a Twitter profile that was supposedly being run by Antifa. It was Antifa USA or Antifa America that was posting all this inflammatory stuff saying, we're going to go into white neighborhoods and take back what's ours. They took it down and exposed the fact that this is actually a Twitter handle being run by the white nationalist group Europa, trying to justify police violence against protesters. There's other news coming out about text messages between far-right groups and the Oregon Police Department. Not a lot of people know this about Oregon because it's got such a friendly, fun, progressive image from Portlandia and shit like that, but Oregon was the only state in the union that expressly forbade black people from living within its borders. That only really changed around the time of the World Wars when they were brought in as shipbuilders. But because of that history, there's actually a huge amount of white nationalist groups that are still based around rural Oregon. And apparently some of them are sending friendly text messages to high-up police officials. Honestly, I know this is a stressful time, but a lot of really bad shit is coming to the surface. And that's the only way we're going to be able to scrub it out. Up next, I think we're going to play a freestyle that got released by LL Cool J. Haven't heard from him in a while. I don't think it has a title, so I'm just going to go ahead and play that for you now.
For 400 years, you had your knees on our necks. A garden of evil with no seeds of respect. In America's mirror, all she sees is regret. Instead of letting blood live, they begging for bloodlet. Revenge is a dish that's served on platelets. Transfusion or confusion, abusing our intellect. I can't be bought with a $1,200 check, even though $1,200 can make a meal stretch. My mama wasn't rich, but she earned my respect. She made a little bit of money for a lot of blood, tears, and sweat. Jumping up and down on police cars, I'm vexed. After Chauvin killed George Floyd, we got next. Molotov cocktails, anarchy on the set. The rich took the loot, so now we loot shit. Feeling like a caged tiger that's whipped to do tricks. That's why I started fires and yelled and threw bricks. They tried to run me over and arrest me and shit. Tase pepper spray and engage with the kid. They ran up in the state house with them AKs quick. But let a nigga try and do that white boy shit. Won't be no rubber bullets ricocheting off ribs. But the white supremacists go in the cops' faces spit. Try to barbecue? Becky calling cops on the kid. Hoping and praying it'd be some Emmett Till shit. Sandra wasn't bland, they hated Mike cause he brown. Trayvon should have had an Aston Martin riding around. Amadou Diallo, it's way too many to follow. Vato, how much of my pride I gotta swallow? God only knows how deep this plan goes. I was dealing with this shit as a teen in Kangos. Harassed by cops, word to my ancestors' souls. And watching that man die slow left a hole. He cried for his mama as the murder unfold. If it wasn't for them phones, Chauvin would be at home. Feeling justified because of George's skin tone. I'm telling it to those with melanin, you're not alone. The new Malcolm, Martin, and Marcuses are now grown. America's a graveyard full of black men's bones. And I ain't got to tell you that Breonna Taylor got slayed in her own home. Had they lived, Sean could have rocked bells. Eric could have garnered attention. Beyond the t-shirts and obituary mentions. Oscar could have been counting grants. Tamir could have went to Rice. They owed them cops nothing, but all of them paid the price. So yeah, you right. We should protect our Second Amendment rights. Cause in a second, a dirty cop could kick the door in at night. A 2-4-2 and a life for a life. We refuse to live in hell while you living in paradise. Being black in America's like rolling a pair of dice. But the stakes are way higher, you gambling with my life. Black lives matter. Forever.
LL Cool J dropped that freestyle just a few days ago. And I think with that anger and that aggression, we are now liable to enter the punk section of today's podcast. In light of everything that's going on and how truly revolutionary and worldwide this feels now, there are protests cropping up in Paris, Berlin, even a smaller one happening in Japan over the assault of a minority there. And if you know anything about Japan, that is huge because they're not a country that necessarily does civil disobedience on a mass scale. So who knows? This could turn into something truly world-changing. This song is called Civilization's Dying by the Zero Boys. Speaking of making a lot of money, there's a lot of organizations out there that could use your help right now. I've been talking a lot about independent journalism and how important having live, unedited streams from the front lines, how important that is. There's one organization in particular that you may have heard of. I've certainly posted about them a few times. They are called Unicorn Riot, and they've really been leading the charge on this and other issues having to do with police brutality. One of the most interesting and relevant things that they've done recently was release a scanned copy of the police training document, The Bulletproof Warrior, which is filled with all of these very questionable police tactics which are being instilled into police officers all over the nation. Really interesting work, but the point is, they are an independent journalistic organization that can only continue with donations and help from us. So if you're interested in that kind of investigative work, you can donate at www.unicornriot.ninja/donate. That's unicornriot.ninja/donate. I'm going to be leaving links to this and other places you can chip in on the landing page for this episode, eastvantoelsewhere.com. And yeah, be sure to follow me there for more updates and places you can help out. Okay, let's carry on. I think I'm going to play what's probably going to go down as the most controversial song out of my entire set list this week. This is a band called Choking Victim, and this song is called Crack Rock Steady. We'll be right back.
I did it down. Now let's lay them down low. Let's hang them up high. Let's take all of these piggies and have them crucified.
Crackers, hey, are you ready to stop the rock and blue man? Let's forgive us a God. Crackers, hey, are you ready? Motherfucking law. It don't matter the color of your skin. As long as you're not scared of this commitment, no sin to me or my tribe. Moving up and wide. Time to spend like I know. Open up your fucking eyes. Step back and keep your attitude in check. Here's a crime of city. Much respect.
Crime of city. Are you ready to stop the rotten blue man? As long as you're not scared of this city. Are you ready? Living above the law. Don't you know that Satan is the man? So listen very close. We got a little plan. We're gonna have to execute some rich important people. Gonna burn another church at the top of all the steeples. See a frown, turn that cross upside down. Grab a gun, baseball bat, and let's go to fucking town. Let's kill the bodies, I'll be saying, let them all. But when I got from the other, don't forget the choice is yours.
Crackers, say, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man? Let's just get us a cop. Crackers, say, are you ready? Living above the law.
Aye. Riot sound when police come around with the bass and drum. We lock them down. With the riffs and in the stew, we did drink it, pot liquor made of poison blue. Give it up, something in the way up in the high rise castle. To be fishing with the pork and I lick the asshole. With the beat, we boomed out in the big brass door. Give it all, rock the
head. Say, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man? Just gonna get us a car.
If that song pissed you off, I would encourage you to dive in to the absolutely obscene amount of footage coming out of these protests of police overreach, shooting people off of their own decks, pushing down disabled old men, shooting passersby in the head with rubber bullets. It is going to take months of work sifting through the footage before we get a sense of even the smallest percentage of what went down during all this. This next song is an opera by punk standards. Punk songs are usually about 2 minutes long. This one is about 14 minutes, so strap yourselves in. This is a collaboration between Vancouver's own DOA and Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. Off their album, Last Screams of the Missing Neighbors, this is Full Metal Jackoff.
We'll be right back.
If you're curious what they're talking about in that song, I would highly recommend a book by Gary Webb called Dark Alliance, which is basically about how the CIA smuggled in crack from Nicaragua and other places to fund their wars in South America while simultaneously destroying black communities by introducing crack cocaine en masse in Los Angeles during the 80s and 90s. Really worth checking out. It's worth noting that Gary Webb was found dead in his home in 2004 with two gunshot wounds to the head. The death was officially ruled a suicide. Up next, we're going to play a song by Kendrick Lamar. It's called The Blacker the Berry.
From the block, just remember that. I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutional lies, manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then pill out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you what these big wheels about. I, black and successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You make me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them treat me like a slave, cause we black. Boy, we feel one heap of pain, cause we black. I'm an asset, they put me in a chain, cause we black. I'm a chain now, me gold chain full of rocks. And you know, see the whip, left scar from we back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are so redoomed from the start, cause we black. But remember this, every race starts from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. It's cynicism. It's grimy little justification. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people, I can tell cause there's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your waist is evil. No, I can tell because you in love with the desert eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
That was Kendrick Lamar with The Blacker the Berry. I think we got time for one more song here. Being the fact that we're in Canada, I think it's important that we acknowledge that the majority of discrimination and racialized violence by the police falls upon our First Nations communities. So we're going to end today with a song that focuses on those issues, our own issues. It is by the eternally talented and beautiful Buffy St. Marie, and it's called My Country, 'Tis of Thy People You're Dying.
Now that your big eyes are finally open, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across Canada's movie screens, now that you're wondering how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You ask for our comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our children away to your schools where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that Canada's history really began when explorers set sail out of Europe and stressed that the nations of leeches who conquered these lands were the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied and the people who died, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where does it tell of the starvation hell
as the children were herded and raped and converted. And how do we comfort the missing and murdered? My country, 'tis all thy people, you're dying. Few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From Arctic Inuvik to Niagara Falls, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. And from Vancouver Island to the Labrador Sea, the white nations fattened while others grew lean. Ah, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis all thy people, you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens. Our lifeblood is shot up in your papers and banks. There are now, here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. Oh, I see when our trust in old Canada got us. My country, 'tis all thy people, you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires needs charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is your novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your true white and scarlet hypocrisy. Pity your blindness, oh, why can't you see how the eagles of war, whose wings lend you glory, are never no more than buzzards and crows. Push some wrens from their nests, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what could I do, say the privileged few, with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye? Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis all thy people, you're dying.
Buffy St. Marie with a little bit of a history lesson for us. That is all we have time for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Obviously, this is a very delicate issue, an ongoing issue that I'm very conscious of trying to get right. So I tried to focus mainly on historical facts that I'm able to talk about and deferring to music of racialized people. If you want to reach out to the show, you can write me an email at pylonradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at eastvandaelsewhere, and you can check out my website, eastvandaelsewhere.com. On the landing page for this episode, we're going to have lots of places where you can donate. I already mentioned Unicorn Riot, but there's a couple other places where you can chip in to help pay for the bail of protesters in the various cities affected. So be sure to check that out. Stay strong, stay safe, everyone.
Eir Tanuyap, Kwiget Iwans, Kwiyan Sna. Hi, everybody. My name is Kwiget Iwans. I'm a member of the Squamish Nation and the Yogalanis clan of the Haida Nation. You're listening to Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. We live, work, play, and broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations.